This is Dr. Mark Rohde, and I'm an addiction specialist. Today I'd like to teach you a technique for dealing with cravings that I got from one of the National Institutes of Health. It's called urge surfing. Okay, I'll admit it's a weird name, but the technique can be pretty useful. Many people try to cope with their urges by gritting their teeth and toughing it out. Some urges, however, are just too strong to ignore. When this happens, it can be useful to stay with the urge to drink or drug until it passes. I know this sounds counterintuitive, but stay with me. Urges are a lot like ocean waves. They are small when they start, they grow in size, and they break up and dissipate. You can imagine yourself as a surfer who will ride this wave, staying on top of it until it crests, breaks, and turns into a less powerful, foamy surf. The idea behind urge surfing is similar to the idea behind many martial arts. In judo, one overpowers an opponent by first going with the force of the attack. By joining with the opponent's force, one can take control of it and redirect it to one's advantage. This technique of gaining control by first going with the opponent also allows one to take control while expending minimal energy. Urge surfing is similar. You can initially join with the urge, as opposed to meeting it with a strong opposing force, as a way of controlling it. After you've practiced urge surfing several times and become familiar with it, you may find it a useful technique when you have a strong urge to drink or use a drug. There are three basic steps in urge surfing. Take an inventory of how you experience the craving. Do this by sitting in a comfortable chair with your feet flat on the floor and your hands in a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths and focus your attention inward. Allow your attention to wander through your body. Notice where in your body you experience the craving and what the sensations are like. Notice each area where you experience the urge and tell yourself what you're experiencing. For example, let me see. My craving is in my mouth. And my nose. Oh, and in my stomach. Focus on one area where you're experiencing the urge. Notice the exact sensation in that area. For example, do you feel hot, cold, tingly, or numb? Are your muscles tense or relaxed? How large an area is involved? Notice the sensations and describe them to yourself. Notice the changes that occur in the sensation. It may be something like, well, my mouth feels dry and parched. There's a tension in my lips and tongue. Ooh, I keep swallowing. As I exhale, I can imagine the smell and tingle of booze. Repeat the focusing with each part of your body that experiences the craving. Pay attention to and describe to yourself the changes that occur in the sensations. Notice how the urge comes and goes. Many people, when they urge surf, notice that after a few minutes the craving has vanished. The purpose of this exercise, however, is not to make the craving go away, but to experience the craving in a new way, a way in which you take control. If you practice urge surfing, you will become familiar with your cravings and how to ride them out until they go away naturally. Now try this. The next time that you have an urge to drink or drug, listen to this podcast again and give it a go. I think you'll find a sense of empowerment in being able to direct the thoughts and feelings. If you've got a tough urge right now and don't want to learn to surf, find a powerful distraction or talk it through with a sober support. Thanks for listening.